Bon. Bonsoir tout le monde. Merci d'avoir venu ici aujourd'hui, le 3 juillet, à 7 heures. On commence la rencontre. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight on the 3rd of July for the regular council meeting. Fait que là, on va commencer avec l'adoption de l'ordre du jour. There's going to be a change on the agenda. There's two points that are going to be put forward, which is 4D and 4E. They're going to be put forward to another meeting, which will probably end up being a special meeting. And fait que là, le point 4D et E, 4E, ils vont être remis à une autre rencontre. Il y a des informations que le conseil aimerait avoir pour être capable de prendre une décision. Donc, on va enlever ces deux-là. Puis ça, c'est le seul changement qu'on va avoir sur l'agenda ce soir. So that's the only changes on the agenda tonight. J'ai besoin d'un proposé pour l'agenda. Puis Maureen Rice. Donc, le petit vierge, Valérie. Oui. Et Maureen Rice. Merci. Là, maintenant, il est 7h01. On peut ouvrir le plancher pour la période de questions. So, 7:01, start the question period. Oui. Juste avant de commencer, je m'excuse. Donc, on met nos articles en vigueur là, pour notre règlement. Donc, c'est une période de 25 minutes seulement. Vous avez 3 minutes par question. Donc, je vous invite.
What was that?
Sorry. We're putting our bylaw in effect. So, the whole question period is, let's say 25?
It's 25
minutes. People who are asking a question have 3 minutes per question.
And Carol, you should just make a precision at the 25-minute mark. As long as two of us agree, then like the questions can continue.
They can.
It could be
extended. Yeah. But it's just important to say that you can't.
Yeah.
And it's the first of two questions.
Yeah. And there's Thibault. A second question.
Well, I guess my question is what I asked you last month, and you never had a reply about whether or not your contractor would go and pick up the garbage and where the bins have to be. Because where they are now, where he moved them, interferes with the snow. We can't push the snow anywhere. So there is a place for the garbage boxes, and I want to know what your contractor told you, if you spoke to him, about moving the boxes where they should be.
As you can see, Madame Martineau is not here tonight, and she's on sick leave, so I don't have an answer right now, Mrs. Canavan. The other thing... There have been some clients or citizens that want to change in regards to where their bin is or how big their bin is. They wanted something smaller. And they worked very well with the contractor. It was between the people who own the bins and the contractor, and they came up with a resolution and a plan, which worked perfectly for the resident, and it was, you know, same on both sides. Then the contractor advised the office of the change just so they would be updated on that. Not that they had to do anything. It was just to update them on it because it could have been they had a big steel bin and they wanted to change it for the smaller bins, the plastic ones. So like I said, they work very well together, and it's happened more than once. So I don't understand why there's not a representative from your building not talking to the contractor directly. Because you own the bins. We don't. The municipality doesn't.
Yes, we paid for them.
That's correct.
We changed them. But the thing is, it's your contract. Now, we had trouble last year with them. You assured us that you would make sure the contract would work for us this year. It's your responsibility. It's your contractor. I really don't have a say with them. We pay taxes for the service
yes. To
the municipality. If you can't fix it, if this council cannot fix it with your contractor...
But you're talking, we're here in July and you're talking about the winter time. Right now.
Yes, but that, are we going to be next fall and we're going to be dealing with the problem?
No.
Are we taking up your time again for something that shouldn't be a problem?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a problem.
No.
But so have you worked? Have you worked? No, I'm sorry, I'm talking. Have you had discussions or contacted the contractor?
Well, no.
Well,
we don't have to deal with a contractor when it's your contract.
It's, yep, no. Yeah, it's our contract, yes.
The responsibility is yours. We had trouble last year. Now, they were very ignorant with you last year. And I defended you. And I said, look at, we said, everything's going to be okay this year. Well, it's not. They purposely did this. Why did they move the bins where we couldn't clean any snow? Come on, that's not hard to understand. We have to move snow. It's stuck in the road. It's up next to where people are sitting. Like, it doesn't make sense. I don't care. Anything makes sense. You think we'd be here bothering you? You have so many things to do. You think we bother you about our boxes? But I'll tell you one thing. If this doesn't work out and you can't find a solution with them, we are going to make a request for an exemption to pay municipal taxes, which would be a shame because I think paying taxes to our municipality is the right thing to do. But if we have to, we'll request an exemption and we'll pay somebody to move our garbage, if that's what we have to do. It's sad. It's really sad. I mean, I see people who want to do any work.
Okay, Mrs. Kahneman, I think you made your point.
Yeah. Well, I just feel sorry for it. I think it's sad.
Anyways, yes, y'a d'autres questions? Or is there any other question? Oui.
Oui, bonjour. Non, c'est bonsoir. Moi, j'aimerais savoir si tous les conseillers qui sont élus comprennent le français.
Il y en a un que non.
OK, alors il faut demander nos questions dans les deux langues.
Bien, on peut traduire,
Ça, ça pourrait prendre plus que deux minutes,
ouais.
Une question. Puis est-ce que chaque personne a le droit à plus qu'une question?
Oui.
Parfait. Alors moi, c'est ma première question. J'aimerais avoir des clarifications, un, sur le bruit en général, le nuisance bylaw.
Nuisance, OK,
bylaw.
Oui.
I would like to have a clarification on Article 3.
Okay.
I'm not sure who I should ask that.
You would have to give a call to the office and ask the inspector.
Okay.
Jean-François Potre.
What article? Number 3?
Article 3. Because the way I read it, it says that basically you're not supposed to make any noise that crosses your property line. And it doesn't say from 7 to 10. It's like 24 hours anytime. So I want that clarification. That's the way I read it. And if somebody wants to make a complaint, do we call the office or
can
do we
I
call the SQ?
Just ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you send a request into the office?
No.
You
would, I just read.
No, no. Do you send it to inspecteur at Le Québec?
Il est en vacances? Parce que
non, il est pas en vacances.
Non.
Il est pas en vacances. Puis c'est quelque chose qui va prendre 20 jours à répondre?
Je ne penserais pas, là.
Parce que ça prend une éternité à avoir une réponse de lui.
Je ne comprends pas pourquoi, là. Je ne peux pas faire de commentaires, je ne sais pas.
OK. Puis j'avais une autre question concernant aussi le règlement sur la construction 0393. Ça fait référence à un autre... urbanism bylaw relating to the insurance of permits.
Issuance
of permits.
Oui.
And it says in section 3.2, and it refers to bylaw 000-00, which is kind of strange. So I would like to know if that actually exists, because I don't see it on the website.
Well, first of all, yeah. Encore là, faut-tu l'envoyer au bureau? Là? C'est, nous autres, on n'a pas de réponse en ce moment. On ne connaît pas tous les règlements par cœur. Donc, s'il y a des articles spécifiques que vous parliez, c'est sûr que c'est l'inspecteur qui a le document dans son bureau.
Okay, mais vous êtes des élus.
Oui,
vous êtes tous sur des comités différents. Alors, d'après moi, vous devez être un petit peu familier avec votre domaine.
Oui, mais quand tu dis un document là, qui est ça d'épais, là, c'est impossible à te prendre, à
non,
prendre
moi,
ça par cœur.
Je n'ai pas posé mes questions dans la tête, mais c'est correct. Je vais me garder aux deux minutes. Merci.
Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other? Oui?
Yes, I have another one. Is that bell to tell you when you can shut up?
Oh,
yep.
My gosh.
Okay.
It's timed. Yes, it is.
You have 3 minutes.
I got 3 minutes per question, I presume. I have asked
two questions.
Times how much it costs to send those lawyers' letters to the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to know that I have the bill here, $2,732.72. Oh. And if that's not a waste of tax dollars, I don't know what is.
It's not a waste.
It's not a waste?
No.
For who? If you can't handle the heat, you should get out of the fire.
Is there any other questions? Monsieur...
Jacques
Dussault.
You took the mayor's chair on the 13th of November in 2017.
Correct.
Correct. Now, following that, could you be kind enough to tell us what your duties are specifically as a mayor?
It's very specific in the municipal code.
Aye?
It's very specific in the municipal code.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? You don't know.
A specific words? I don't know them by heart. No. Not out of the code.
Whether by heart or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Well, I'll let you know. Article 142 of the municipal code. This is the rules governing both mayors and wardens. The head of council exercises the right of superintendence, of investigation,
mm-hmm.
and of control over all the affairs and officers of the municipality, and sees especially that the revenues of the municipality are collected and expended according to law, sees to the faithful and impartial execution of bylaws and resolutions, and on and on.
Yes.
It comes back to the one about the collection of revenues.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got a very good record.
Well, it's not me that does the job. I cannot manage the office. I can only recommend to council and the office. Now, if we don't have, which has happened, the personnel that has the qualifications to go ahead on certain things, yes, we've been pretty, council have pushed and pushed. Not just myself, but council as well. Now, we've been...
Everything that falls on your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
according to this.
Well...
The responsibility overall, yeah, you're not running the office. I agree with that. But, like they say, you've got the right of investigation and control over all the affairs and officers of the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't give you the power to check and see what is going on, check in the books and everything like that, well, I don't know what you need.
And it's done in the past. I did do some investigations on certain things. And it's a shame to say that we had some personnel that just didn't fit the bill as far as doing things properly or using the financial system to its capacity. And that's what brought us to where we are today. Because back even before our mandate had started in 2017, the back taxes were very close to $400,000 and hadn't been dealt with. So it's not just since we're in our positions. It's an ongoing thing. It's been going on for quite a while. Now, excuse me, since Madame Martineau is here, August last year, we've come a far...
I'll find out for the next meeting. But it doesn't take away the responsibility that you did not exercise when you took the office.
Well, of course we did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't. You're more interested in getting on committees at the MRC. I remember coming to meetings here,
mm-hmm.
and all we got from the mayor's report was a big long list of all the committees that you were on. You didn't have time for anything else. So I quit coming.
Well, I'm not on those committees anymore, so there you go.
Did you ask to get off them, or did they take you off?
Well, there was some that I just couldn't. I had too much on my plate.
Did they take you off some?
Some of them, yeah. Didn't take me off. It just didn't nominate me.
That's not taking you off. I don't know what is.
Madame, c'est Véronique?
Véronique,
oui.
Moi, je reviens sur les déchets puis les recyclables.
Oui.
Présentement, on a des gros bins de métal.
Mm-hmm.
On a de problème avec ça. Si on retourne avec les bacs bleus et les bacs verts,
oui.
est-ce qu'il va y avoir quelqu'un de la municipalité qui va voir les montants de la compte?
Mais c'est là que ça devient un peu... c'est que... Avec les camions, de la façon que c'est fait, c'est pas un monsieur qui est en arrière du camion qui ramasse les bins puis qui met ça en arrière. C'est des comme vous le voyez, vous savez que c'est des bras automatiques qui ramassent les bins, les vides puis les remettent.
Mais si on trouve une place pour les mettre,
ben,
qui peut se descendre,
c'est
les
ça. Puis là, c'est de savoir, c'est là les discussions entre les représentants de l'édifice. Et le contracteur, c'est primordial dans le sens que ça prend les deux ensemble pour essayer d'arriver avec une solution pour être capable de plaire à tout le monde. Même si la municipalité s'ingère là-dedans, c'est pas un bon mélange. Parce que là, tu es rendu avec trois. Puis ça l'est déjà arrivé. Il y a des gens qui ont voulu enlever les bines en métal. Ils voulaient avoir des bines en plastique. Fait qu'ils ont fait, ils ont rencontré l'entrepreneur, ils ont regardé, ils ont fait un plan, puis là, tout le monde est content, ils ont enlevé la bine en métal, ils ont mis des bines en plastique, tout le monde est content, le contracteur et le citoyen.
Carol. Mais on avait les bines en plastique avant, puis il n'a pas les ramassées parce qu'il fallait les monter en haut.
Ouais.
Nous autres, les personnes âgées, on ne peut pas se rendre en haut l'hiver dans les chemins glissants, ces choses-là.
Mm.
Vous
mais l'année passée.
Organisé quelqu'un de la municipalité pour les monter pour nous autres.
Oui, mais ça, on peut pas envoyer nos employés pour aller monter des bines comme ça à chaque fois non plus. Parce que c'est pas leur description de tâche non plus. Mais on l'a fait comme une faveur, puis on a fait monter les bines par un employé. Pour les ordures et le recyclage. Ça, c'était l'année passée. Là, cette année. Oui, oui. Bien, c'est ça. Ouais. Fait que là, attends, excuse-moi une minute. Did you have a comment?
No, it's okay.
OK. Fait que c'est ça, là. C'est on n'a pas grand plainte concernant les vidanges. La résidence Pagan, c'est la plus grosse, là, on va dire.
Il faut trouver une solution.
Oui, je comprends ça. Je suis bien d'accord. Mais c'est pas moi ou les conseillers qui vont aller gérer ça. On n'a pas le droit de faire ça. Il faut que ce soit à travers de l'administration, l'entrepreneur, puis le propriétaire de l'édifice.
Mais il faudrait avoir le nom peut-être du propriétaire qui s'occupe des déchets, qu'on puisse l'appeler et essayer de rencontrer avec pour faire une solution.
Tu dis l'entrepreneur, oui. Ah. Oui, pas de problème. On va vous le fournir. C'est la Lom.
Non, je
suis. L-M.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Oui.
Ça prend une solution à votre part.
Oui. Madame Canavan.
Ça me laisse un peu curieux parce que là, tu me dis qu'on doit parler avec le contracteur. Je sais qu'on sait le temps possible de parler avec le monde. On serait bien prêt si tu avais sidulé une rencontre avec la municipalité, puis le contracteur, puis nous autres. Ça aurait été bien. If we'd invited the contractor and the board of directors together with a member of the council, we could have done that. But basically, what you're telling me is that I should deal with the contractor, or the group should. Does that mean to say that I can go to any contract that you've given and go and talk to those people and make deals with them?
What I'm saying is the bins belong to the building.
Yes, but wait a minute.
The building paid for the bins.
Yes, but the contract is yours.
We provide, we sign a contract for them to provide a service.
Yes, and you should have detailed in your contract, because we asked you to make sure there wouldn't be a problem this year. You said, oh, no problem. It's all fixed. It's going to be fine now.
Well, it was.
Well, it isn't good. You can't clean the snow. So, I mean, is it hard for you? You didn't think to meet with your contractor to talk to them?
It's not up to me to do that.
It's your contract.
Yes, and the administration deal with that.
What about the other contracts you have? Am I going to go and have a chat with different contractors about what they're doing, where they're doing it? It's not up to the people to talk to your contractors.
Well,
they can do it, sure, if you do it.
It works.
Does that mean to say it's the right way to do it? I say you can invite the contractor here to meet with us. I think that would be nice. That would have been nice to have done that a month ago instead of us having to show up at a meeting. But that's all I have to say. I'm just sorry the way you're handling it. It's sad. It's really sad. And you get a lot of questions here that shouldn't even be happening. We should all be working together to find solutions for anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. I feel really sad. Now, when the water is out, as it is often with a serious problem, will you be delivering water to the residents of the Potter Falls? Because they're buying water.
There's no reason to do that. The water's fine.
When there is a water notice.
What?
They're under a boil advisory?
No.
They were. They
have. Oh, yeah, but it's been lifting for a while.
When they are.
When there is a notice and it lasts more than 24 hours, will you be delivering water to the building?
The only reason it lasted as long as it did is because, and everybody was aware of it, Mrs. Canavan. Everybody was warned ahead of time that there was work being done at the pumping station. There was two pumps that were being replaced, the electrical, and anything else that had to do with the pumping station, the water.
We're just saying that if you have a water outage,
I personally brought a lot of water to Paugan residents.
But is it a service that the municipality should be doing or has to do?
Well, it was there. If they needed water, they could call on the municipality, and the fire department were ready to deliver at the time.
Drinking water.
Yeah. It was offered. It's a question. Is there any other question? Mr. Keeley, Floyd Hickey had his hand up first.
So, you're talking about the garbage here. So, if I have a problem with the garbage man, I got to go out and talk to him on the road.
No.
Well, that's what you're telling me.
No, what I'm trying to say, no. It depends on the case. Like, for instance, do you have a big steel bin at your place?
No, I don't.
Well, there you go. It has nothing to do with...
Well, if you own the steel bin, why isn't the guy told to put it wherever he has to put it and put it there?
Yeah, you're right.
It's not up to him to come into these people and say, well, I'm putting the bin there.
Okay.
The bin wasn't there before. You're not putting
it. We already talked about it.
Well, it's a mute. Talking about it. I want to know, if I have a problem, do I have to go and talk to the garbage man?
So what type of problem are you...
Well, one thing he does is leave the bin right in the center of the driveway because he's not smart enough to pull the brakes on and stop the truck and dump it. Drops the bin in the middle of the driveway, and then nobody can get in. And they stop in the highway and go to get hit by one of the big trucks going by.
That's right.
Because it's too stupid to put it where it's supposed to put it.
Mm-hmm. And that happens at almost all of the
places
on the... Well,
do I have to go
the...
and talk to him, or are you going to talk to him?
I'm not going to talk to him, but you shouldn't be talking to him either.
Not for that.
My personal opinion is it's
because
not up to the citizen
to
contact
this year,
the contractor.
The contractor is going to get a beating from somebody, and he ain't going to like it very well. I'm telling you what's going to happen. If you keep on with this stuff here, somebody's going to get really angry, and you know the way people are now. They don't care anymore.
Well,
they'll just reach into that truck, and they'll pull a guy right out, and
they'll
beat him on the...
They'll be advised.
So you better start doing what you're supposed to do. These things, when you sign a contract... That guy should have went down and checked to see where the bins were supposed to be put. Why is he changing the spots for the bins? Why is he doing that?
I can't answer your question, because first of all,
that's
I'm not there the day that they pick up, so I don't know what they're doing.
What she's been saying all along. Why is he putting them where he put them? Put them where he's told to put them.
Mm-hmm.
When he signed the contract, he had to go down and look, and he must have went around every road to see how much mileage there was and what it was going to cost him. And now all of a sudden there's this big problem. And it's not a big problem at all. Put the cans where they're supposed to be. Problem solved. Like,
thank
it's
you.
Pretty simple. It's not that hard.
Carol, he's
thank
saying
you.
It's not safe. He's saying
like,
it's not
yeah.
safe.
I know.
This is like...
Oh. I have a question. Can we solve this garbage problem? Like, meet, have a meeting, and get it solved? Or are we going to let it go for another month again?
I'm going to suggest to administration that they should call in the contractor and sit with us.
Are you going to call in the people from the building, too?
At the start of it, no. We want to present all our problems, and then we're going to say, look, you're going to have to come with us or have another night of meeting with the representatives from Paulgan residents.
All right.
That's the only way to do it.
But we have to proceed with this and get it solved, because
yeah.
it's just sitting and doing nothing is not working.
No, I don't know
and
what's happening there.
I think they did meet last month. Unless it got canceled. I don't know.
I have no idea. Not with me. I wasn't asked.
No, but Sandra told us that they had a meeting booked for the next day. They wanted
yeah,
her to cancel
with,
it.
The yep. meeting was with the lady up in Manawatu.
Yeah, did that actually happen, though?
Who doesn't know
no.
shit about
but
the building.
But did
no.
the meeting actually happen?
I don't know. Did
that somebody canceled it, and it wasn't Sandra.
Okay, perfect.
Well, the meeting was supposed to be even the next day with the lady up in Maniwaki.
No, but what I was asking, Lee, is if they actually met with her or not. Because I know you had asked that they not meet with her. I was asking, did it happen or did it not happen?
We had no meeting with anybody since
we've
been here.
Not
you
guys. Not you.
The woman in Maniwaki, the OM Ash, did she meet with Sandra or not?
No.
Okay. And was that canceled by us or by them?
Not by Sandra, no.
Okay.
No, we told
so
you
we
that
can't.
We told you that night that we were canceling that meeting.
I know, Colette. I realized what you told us. That's what I'm saying. So Sandra had a meeting booked with the owner of the building, which I believe you people should have been part
the
of that meeting. I
not,
believe that.
Not the owner, the management.
The management
team.
Company, OM Ash.
Yeah.
No.
But hang on. Just let me finish, please. But if you guys asked her not to meet with them, but it should be. The committee, you people who are down there volunteering, trying to keep the place running, whoever owns it, and the contractor, and the municipality. But if the meeting got canceled because you asked to cancel it, then we're still back at square one.
Well, your DG and our DG couldn't do anything without having the board of directors, wait a minute, it is not OMASH for start. Okay, we are not an OMASH, we are a non-profit group. That's the first thing that you seem to misunderstand.
Okay, so hang on, Colette. I just want to interrupt real quick. We went there the other day for alarms. There was some staff guy there. He told us that's who owned the building. I don't know who owns it. Honestly, I don't. And it doesn't really matter who owns it. But he told me on Friday when I was standing there that that's who owned it. So don't tell, like, I'm just telling you what I was told.
Just for your information, I have a copy here that I was going to show to your DG, because if this doesn't get solved soon, we are going to start procedures to have an exemption, which you need to have. It has to be in your books that we're a nonprofit group.
I agree.
So that's,
I agree, Colette, and even the exemption doesn't solve your problem. You still need to have your garbage picked up.
If we get an exemption from paying taxes, we will pay someone to pick up our garbage and get rid of it.
Okay.
If that's what we have to do, it would be sad. How many other people are going to say, hey, this isn't that good. I'm paying $500
well, there aren't
to get my garbage picked up.
There aren't very many organizations that are nonprofit that could ask for that exemption.
It just would be a shame for
of course it would
taxes.
Be. And yes, we should find a solution.
$11,000 this year.
Madam Mayor, how long is this garbage going to continue?
Not long.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
I have a court document in front of me, and it's dated the 27th of November, 2020. Are you familiar with that court document?
I don't know what you're talking about. You just
well,
gave
I'm
me a date.
About the judge in this case, Justice Steve Guinard, acted on behalf of the Lowe municipality and ordered taxpayer in the municipality to pay $4,200, an additional amount, $3,741 for our 2019. This was all taxes that were not paid. Now, I will tell you that Maurice O'Connor was the mayor. I was on council. The trucks were coming to pick up the cattle at this particular farm the next day. So Maurice and I paid the tax bill. My check was $2,300 and so was Maurice's. Okay? And now I find that there's a... We forgave almost $10,000 worth of taxes. Okay? Now I find that there was a judgment from 2020 to make that person pay the taxes. And all of a sudden, Madame Marchineau found this document. It was misplaced. But you're the person that's in charge of finances for the municipality. And obviously...
Whoa, what?
Tell me what.
I don't have my hands in the finances, Mr. Keeley. That document, it's completely new to me. I never saw it. It was never put in front of me. And it's just, Sandra has been doing a lot of cleaning and finding things that should have been brought to our attention as counselors, not just counselors, but myself, which never was done.
Okay, then I have a question for you. You were the mayor when this document was came from the courts. Okay? Did that money ever get collected from that person that the judge ordered to? Because that's
in the lawyer's hands. It's not up... Okay, let me back up a little bit. You said that was dated in what month in 2020?
November the 27th of 2020.
Okay. So those taxes, first of all, that it went through the courts on that date?
No, that's the date of the judgment.
Was handed
that's
back.
The judgment. That's fine.
That's right.
But their taxes, how long were they sitting at the courts before that? It had to be before we were even in our first mandate. For what years? For what years are they?
What are you talking about sitting in?
The back taxes. You said that Maurice O'Connor and yourself
yes.
were involved in that.
Yes.
How long ago was that?
I'm not sure when it took place. But I do have a copy of the statement and I could probably give you the date.
So the taxes, the back taxes were concerning which year? Doesn't matter when the court case came through.
No, the date that you paid the taxes.
The date? May the 21st.
Okay.
$2,640 was my check.
What year, Carol? What year?
What year?
It's this statement was from 2013, April the 30th to May the 31st, the bank statement, that check was cashed.
So the actual court case only went through in 2020.
How much time did this council take in writing those letters to the two taxpayers and... forgiving $10,000 worth of taxes because nothing had been done for 3 years, and now all of a sudden we find that the taxes were in court and there was a judgment in 2020. So now are we going to be able to get that $90-some-hundred worth of taxes back on the files?
Sandra is working on all the cases. I don't have in each an individual case. Right now we're working on all the back taxes and preparing the list to be sent to the lawyer for sales.
What does that have to do with this?
That is, unfortunately, you said yourself, 2013?
It's from 2013. 2013. 2018 and 2019.
Exactly.
And
then
you were the mayor.
Let me just finish a minute. At one point, the courts were so backlogged, they had to send anybody that wanted to, from this area, wanted a court case heard, had to go to Maniwaki because Hull was completely booked. They couldn't do anything. They had to, so that's why that one only, the judgment came out in 2020 from 2013. It doesn't make sense.
No. It wasn't from 2013. The period was 2013 to 2018.
Well, still.
Okay? And in this...
Are you sure 2018?
Yes.
What's that?
From 2013 to 2018.
The judgment is condemns the defending party to pay the demanding party the sum of $4,210.90 with interest at the rate of 15% per year for the years 2013 to 2018.
Okay.
Now you came in 2017.
That's okay.
You should have, like I said, you should have been doing your job.
And well, I also needed a director general that needed to do his job.
15% a year for the penalty at the tax of 5% also for the year 2019. Now, this is judgment from the Court of Quebec.
Yeah.
How did it get there?
Well,
in 2019.
First of all, it's the DG's job to go and on the system, in the justice system, to find out if there's any outstanding cases, just like that. At the time, that DG at the time, and you know who it is, didn't do his job. So for me to know that, he would have had to do his job. And that's why I did not see that judgment. That's because he would have brought it to my attention.
You're a funny mayor. You don't seem to know a hell of a lot.
Well, Mr. So? As far as the court cases are concerned, if it happened before, when they were deposited, it was before. It doesn't matter the date that's on there. If it was in 2018?
It was deposited after 2019 because it's included in the judgment.
It doesn't matter. If the Director General didn't do his job in
Madam Mayor, making you cannot blame the Director General for this. It's your fault. Nobody's fault but yours. And I did...
That's enough, Mr. Keeley.
I want you to read to the people the statement.
No, the question period's over.
Sure, the question period's over. Because
no, it is. We're way past.
And you know now how
no.
What has gone on. How much of this shit should happen?
Oh, it's going to be rectified, believe me.
Yeah?
Especially your comments.
What's that?
Doesn't matter. We'll get into it.
Another letter. $2,700. You got lots of money. Spend it up big.
It's okay. We're recording.
I don't care if it's recording.
Bon, on avance-tu, là?
Send me a letter.
Fait que là, la période des questions est finie. Il est maintenant.
So you've got no answers for this question that I asked you about.
Well, no, I don't have any answers. I've never saw the document. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like you purposely go look for stuff just to make us look bad.
Nobody has to look for stuff to make you look bad.
No, but you make it your mission. You make it your mission.
Did anybody else here know about this?
7h38, s'il vous plaît. La période de questions est finie. Là, on avance. 7:38. So we advance. Number 3. Adoption des projets procès-verbaux pour le 5 juin 2023. Approval of the minutes for June 5th, 2023. I need a propose.
Luc
Thivierge. Appuyé par.
I'll second him, Carol.
Maureen Rice. Administration. Pardon?
Le vote.
No, I'm getting frazzled. Maureen?
Yes.
Both Maureens ont dit oui.
Oui.
Luc?
Oui. Et,
Monsieur Angus, il dit non. Administration? Liste des factures à payer. So, list of the bills to be paid. Un montant de 368,971.85 sous. $368,971.05. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Luc Thivierge. Appuyé par.
I will.
Maureen McAvoy. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy. Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Liangis?
No.
On continue. 4B. Modification annexe A, règlement 2023-008 relatif au stationnement. Amendment to the annex A of parking bylaw 2023-008. This is just the annex with the list of roads that's being amended. Donc, c'est juste l'annexe A qui a la liste des chemins qui va être, que la modification va être. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose.
Maureen McAvoy. Appuyé par
Luc
Thivierge. Merci. Le vote, Maureen Rice.
Non.
Non. Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
And Liangis.
Yes.
Merci. 4C, dont Fédération Santé Vallée de la Gatineau, tournoi de golf. C'est donation for the Foundation of Santé Vallée de la Gatineau, golf tournament. This is a golf tournament. C'est une, un tournoi de golf qui va avoir lieu le 8 juillet. N'importe qui peut aérer. La municipalité a pris la décision de donner un don de 250 $. Puis ça, c'est pour les besoins et les achats spécifiques reliés à l'ensemble des établissements de santé de la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau. So, the tournament is on the 8th of July. Anybody can register. And the council have decided to give a donation of $250 towards the needs and purchases of anything to do with health care in the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Merci. Donc, on, comme on le dit, 4D puis 4E, on les repousse. So, 4D and 4E, we are forwarding to another meeting. Sécurité publique, il n'y a rien comme résolution. Puis le rapport, on n'en a pas. Numéro 6, travaux publics, Public Works. 6A, Advenant 001, plan de drainage chemin McDonald. So, Amendment 001, drainage plan for McDonald Road. So, this has to do with a contract that we have with WSP. C'est un contrat WSP, les ingénieurs, pour les plans, tout ce qui a à faire avec le chemin McDonald avant de commencer les ouvrages. Donc, le montant, c'est $11,200 plus taxes. So there's a contract with WSP, an amendment to the contract for the engineer for the plans and anything to do with the work on McDonald Road before the actual work starts. So it's $11,200 plus tax.
I propose.
Luc Thivierge.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. Donc le vote, Maureen Rice. Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Et Lee Angus.
Yes.
6B, contrat de déneigement 2023-020-007, snow removal contract 2023-320-007. So, the contract, on va juste sortir les chiffres. Ici. Donc, le contrat, c'est ça, c'est juste pour un hiver, pour, il y a le chemin Monette, Kelly, Driscoll et Lily Roads. Donc, pour 2023-2024, 12,496 plus taxes. Donc, j'ai...
Okay.
Oui. Puis là, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll second it.
Maureen McAvoy et Maureen Rice. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy,
yes.
Luc Thivierge,
oui.
Et puis Lee Rice, Lee.
Yes.
Sorry. Lee Angus. Okay, Let's see, yes. It was a contract, a winter snow removal for 2023-320-007. It's just for 2023 and 2024. The amount of $12,496 plus tax. Bon, OK, on continue. 6C, sable pour saison hivernale 2023-2024. Winter sand season 2023-2024. So we have a bid here that was retained at $19,100 plus tax from Mr. Dale Ramsey. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
Maureen Rice.
I'll second.
Maureen McAvoy. Le vote, Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui, mais il faut faire sûr qu'il n'y ait pas de grosse roche dans le sable.
OK. Lee Angus.
Yes.
Merci. 6D, système alarme garage municipal. Municipal garage alarm system. That needs it, it's $1,650 plus tax and a monthly fee for surveillance of $24.95. Donc j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc
Thivierge. Appuyé par.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. Le vote, Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Merci. Hygiène du milieu, il n'y a rien là. Urbanisme, non plus. Loisirs, culture et communication, récréation. OK, recreation, culture and communication. There's nothing, but I think... Maureen, did you want to put some comments towards Canada Day events?
It was a blast. We managed not to have any thunderstorms, even though the thunder was rumbling all around us during the parade, particularly.
Mm-hmm.
It was very exciting. So, yeah, it was an indoor-outdoor event. It's very hard to count the attendance when everybody's moving around, but we did serve 200 pieces of cake. And things started at, well, the parade, I think, started actually on time at 2, and I understand this room was shut down at about 1 o'clock in the morning after people had enjoyed the music.
Wow.
Donc, la fête du Canada, c'est, on a bien fêté, c'était une très petite équipe de bénévoles qui a... gérer ça ensemble et on acceptera avec plaisir des bénévoles pour le prochain événement.
Oui. Puis il faut dire que... Puis, no, je vais dire en anglais, là. But no doubt that the highlight of the whole day was the fireworks, which was very well received by a lot of people who attended here. The last time they saw anything, I think it was in 2019.
Yep.
Followed by COVID and everything else, so there was no events. So we're getting a lot of good feedback on the fireworks.
It's also important. We had 3 calls during that.
Yeah, and fire also got 3 calls during the fireworks, this, yeah, ceremony. So les feux d'artifice, c'était très, très bon. On a eu pas mal de monde. Faut dire que c'était... Vraiment, là, les gens ils voulaient, sont venus, puis il y avait comme une attente que c'est ça que je cite pour, là. Je veux voir les feux d'artifice, puis ça l'a très, très bien été. C'était incroyable. Moi, j'ai bien aimé ça, puis même les gens autour, là, il y en avait plus qu'une centaine, comme il faut, comme il faut, puis ça inclut les enfants aussi. Fait que ça s'est très bien été.
Thank you to the volunteers.
Oui, puis les volontaires, faut les remercier, les pompiers aussi. Luc Thivierge. il était partout.
Oui.
Et puis Maureen McAvoy, ben oui, c'est elle qui a tout combiné les choses ensemble, est allée chercher les volontaires, même tous les équipements. Les équipements pour les enfants puis tout ça. So, Maureen was pretty instrumental in getting everything up and running, getting volunteers to participate. Luc Thivierge was also instrumental in making sure that we have 3 flags out there for the very first time ever, We actually have our municipal flag flying on a pole. Donc, c'était pas mal spécial, là, quand on voit le drapeau municipal pour la première fois sur un poteau, là, c'est vraiment, c'est spécial. Puis aussi, M. Angus, il a contribué au distant aussi. Fait que, comme je vous dis, tout le monde était...
Thank you to the volunteer firefighter also.
Oui, c'est ça. C'est, j'ai dit le pompier. So the firefighters were implicated, not only with the fireworks, but also with the parade, and a lot of things that were going on. So, thanks.
And the 10 hours of programming before that.
Exactly. 10 hours of programming.
Right.
So, we'll have a better one. Well, we always say that.
Bigger and better,
hopefully next year. And we're always, always welcoming volunteers that want to participate and bring more ideas to the table would be great. So,
especially for the cleanup. It was pretty slim here on Sunday.
Got it done.
Okay, I'll just move on. Je vais juste avancer ici. Ce soir aussi, c'est juste un dépôt. Il n'y aura pas de résolution, rien comme ça, mais un dépôt des états financiers 2022. So, under correspondence and documentation, we're doing, it's just a deposit of the financial statements for 2022. They will be on the website tomorrow for anyone that wants to consult. Ça fait qu'ils vont être sur le site web de la municipalité demain.
Carol, can I just, in the minutes in the English one, it says that it's the highlights of the 2021 financials?
Yeah, there's a mistake.
Can we just fix that?
It's, yeah, you're right.
It's
2022.
Okay.
Ensuite de ça aussi, no, that's for the mayor's report.
Mm-hmm. But in the minutes.
Yes, I know.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going by this. Sorry, you're right.
Yeah. Okay.
This is another list that Sandra gave me. Fait que le rapport du maire sur les faits saillants du rapport financier 2022 aussi va être sur le site web demain. So the mayor's report on the highlights of the 2022 financial report will also be on the website. Not to go into too much detail, but the highlight. Ça c'est le français.
Here, Carol, the English.
From the English?
Yes.
Okay. So the firm Daniel Tétrault from CPA Auditor CA. Have examined all our books and did the financial year for 2020 up to December 31st, 2022. And we have a surplus of $179,172. So all the details will be on the website. Fait que pour le rapport, le comptable, la firme Daniel Tétrault, CPA, auditeur CA, ont confirmé que ceci donne une image fidèle à la situation financière au 31 décembre 2022 et puis que nous finissions l'année avec un excédent de $179,172. Fait que toutes les données du rapport financier, comme je vous dis, vont être sur le site web demain matin. Incluant le rapport du maire. Puis c'est tout ce que j'ai. Là, on va ouvrir l'autre session de période de questions. Là, il est quelle heure, Valérie?
19h51.
Donc, 19h51? 53. So we're opening the second period of question period at
1953.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, right here.
Yes, Mr. Keeley.
Madam Mayor, do you want a copy of the...
Can it be scanned and sent by email?
No, I don't do that stuff.
It's Alexander House.
Okay.
Just got electricity the other day.
I'm sorry?
You just got electricity.
Here's a copy of the court document. That was sent to the municipality.
Is that your only copy?
No, I have other copies.
Okay.
I make sure everybody that wants one gets one.
Thank you.
You're
Okay. I'll bring it in the office, and both DG and myself can work on this and see what went.
I'd like to ask you a question about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Director General knows about it. A number of councillors know about it. And you're not in the circle. Is there a reason for that?
Okay, so know about which, this?
About this, about what I gave you there. The court document, the date on it, the judge, what are you...
No, I didn't realize the date. I didn't realize I didn't see this document. I can honestly say that, and I'm quite surprised at it being November 2020. And that the office at one point or never brought it up to any of council's attention, not even myself. Because obviously if Madame Martineau found this somewhere in a file, someone did not bring it to our attention. It wasn't her. It wasn't Sandra. Sandra's the one that brought it.
I'm well aware of that.
So...
But I would like to know who received that at this office.
Yeah, and so would I.
I suspect that you can call it would have to be a bailiff that delivered the court's decision, and someone had to sign for it.
I don't think so.
I'd like to know who that person was, because they were very negligent, and it cost you people a lot of time and money.
Yeah, but this...
In deferring those taxes the way that you did, and now we don't even know if that amount...
Well, we have to also find out, Mr. Keeley, what lawyer took care of this file. Because if the lawyer took care of it, it doesn't necessarily mean the municipality of Lowe. Again, when it comes to court cases and the lawyers...
So then what you're saying is then we would have a lawyer's report on the judgment.
We should, but have not seen it.
You just said we should.
Yes, in reality, yes, we should have a report. And when there were some files sent to the lawyers for collection, council here and myself have repeatedly asked for lists of progress lists, to see where they were at and what was being done. Some of the times there were files that came up with the lawyer with an agreement between the parties, and we didn't find out till much later. Then there were some people that came to the office and said, look it, I want to make an agreement with the municipality. I don't want to deal with a lawyer. Fine. They had to sign a document to that effect. If they're going to make an agreement, a payment schedule, that's fine, as long as they honor that. As soon as they do not honor that, it goes back to the lawyer.
Are you going to find out if that money went into...
Well, we'll find out something. I can't promise you right this minute.
No.
But I have to meet with Sandra.
Yeah.
And see where we're at.
I think
now, as far as, excuse me for saying, I just want to make sure you know. The two resolutions that we put aside tonight had to do with sending files to the lawyer to sell properties because of default on taxes. Okay? It's a confidential list. We're not allowed to discuss it. We're not allowed to take it home with us. Nothing at all. Until the only time it becomes public is when the lawyer publishes it in the paper. And that could be in September, November, depending. But from this point to that point, if there's a bunch of people that come in and pay all their taxes, their taxes that there are in arrears, they may pay all their taxes and then they end up being off the list. So that list can shorten from now until then. Because if they...
I would like to interrupt you for 1 second. You have a counselor on... They're not at the table tonight, but that person has said that people would like to pay higher taxes for more services. And I think like, that's a daydream. As I don't know what the tax balance is.
But what does that have to do with the back taxes? I don't understand.
Well, it has everything to do with the back taxes, because if the people can't afford to pay the taxes right now, I'm not sure what the balance is as of this date. You must know that.
No, because it changes every day.
Well, yeah, but you can give a rough idea. Did it go down? Is it up?
I'm not allowed to discuss it. It's confidential information.
I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about overall the taxes owing from the residents of Lowell, the municipality.
No.
No what?
Not right now.
You don't have that figure?
No, I don't. Because like I said, it changes every day. There's people that come in and put money on their taxes.
I realize that, Madam Mayor. But the onus is on you.
Since November last year, since Sandra's been working on all these files, up to April, at that point, she had already collected over $200,000 of back taxes.
Yes.
So what she's doing is working. And that's what I like to see, because at least, she's getting things done. As far as the rest are concerned, if there are people that have back taxes, if they pay their taxes and bring themselves up to, because if they take an agreement with the municipality, they not only have to take the agreement on the back taxes, but they have to keep their 2023 taxes in good standing as well. They can't pay one and not the other. So this is the process. And right now, like I said, there are files that are in preparation, because they've not responded to all the letters that were sent out since last November. Reminders were sent out in December, because they had until December 31st to either pay their taxes or back taxes or come to the office to make an agreement. So there are some that are still outstanding. That's a given. So those ones, if they don't go ahead, it's the lawyer that's going to contact them now. Some of them know this, and they've been coming in and paying their taxes, and they're bringing them up to the new year. So in doing so, well, then they get off the list. Or they're taken off the list, I should say. Because this list
is that you are in charge of the finances for the municipality, and I think that that is a figure that you should have at every monthly meeting to know how much back taxes are owing. It's just an accounting figure.
I understand what you're saying. I really do, and I wish I could have that number every month. But like I said, Madame Martineau has been working her... Yes, to get everything up to date, so that at least we can have some type of figure to give, to say, okay, this is where we stand now. Last year we were in bad shape. By April, well, we're doing much better. I'd like to say that in September we're almost clearing things off. So
I'd like you to ask Ms. Martineau if in fact she has the availability of that amount on the last day of the month.
I'll have to talk to her about it. Well, because, I mean, even, like I said, the list is confidential. We can't even...
I'm not asking for names. I'm just asking for
dollar
amounts.
I know.
Can you not ask on the 28th, say on the 28th of June, say how much money's left owed so I can tell people at the council meeting on the 3rd of July?
I said I'm going to discuss it with her. I just said that to Mr. Keeley.
Because, like, it's a pretty simple concept. It's just going and asking, this is what is owed. Okay?
No, I totally agree with you.
When he comes in and asks you, then you can say, okay,
Exactly.
It's not a complicated thing where she has to sit down and write everything out by hand and all that stuff. It's simple. Press a button on the computer, it tells you how much money you
owe. Are there any other questions?
It's not
her.
The money that Morris O'Connor, the mayor, and myself as a councillor paid on the tax bill that we're discussing here, Can you find out if that was applied to the tax account?
Well, it had to be. I mean, it wasn't something in 2013?
2013. We paid $4,600 in taxes. So
that was after, okay, that was after I was there, so. It's the treasurer that took care of it at the time. I can't, I don't know if we have that on record in the financial system, but.
Could you check and find out if we do have it?
We'll see. Could you write that note down, please? Okay, because we'll have to ask Sandra. Okay.
I have one. It's not a question. My son Dylan helped us on those flagpoles out there too. I just want to make sure that he gets mentioned in it because
Lots of help from Dylan.
I wasn't aware of that, but thank you very much.
Yeah, he did.
It's appreciated.
He came in paint with me and Lee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lee. That Susan, I'd like to make a comment on that. Susan Draper, certainly.
Yeah.
Susan Draper, Mahan. What a big
The arena bunch, they stepped up the plate and they were manning the barbecue outside and it really went well. It was good, by the way.
It's also important to note that like the proceeds from the bar and the canteen, the arena are keeping it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
The proceeds from the canteen and the bar, the arena is keeping those proceeds and they did all the work for those two venues.
Well, that's only fair.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So is there any other questions?
A lot of effort put in them.
It's still questions? No? Bon, on
just,
peut...
one, just mention one thing there. The flagpole that's down there is only temporary.
Yeah. The Canada flagpole is a temporary pole.
It's only guaranteed for 30 days. Is that what you think?
No. Probably not even.
Not even going to last 30 days.
No, but...
We're going to build a real one.
You can't buy a good one.
Now we'll make
They're very expensive, but we're going to get another one because we want the three flags to stay.
Very nice.
It's an important day on Saturday when I saw all three flags flying.
Mm-hmm. Had anybody got down to Wakefield last night to see the big drone set up there?
No.
It was really a show.
With the drones? I actually saw that on Facebook with drones and everything, and I was actually thinking about next year to do something like that, but it really depends on how much.
It was quite a show. About 17 minutes, it was all over, and no smoke. Really nice.
No smoke.
No, it was drones.
Absolutely no smoke. All done with drones. It's really Big, terrific.
Yeah. We'll have to contact that Paish and see how much it costs them. Okay, so il n'y a pas d'autres commentaires, questions. On va fermer la rencontre. Il est maintenant 8h08. Donc, merci tout le monde. Thank you, everyone. The session's closed at 8:08.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to ask you one more question that doesn't have to do with the meeting. But have you people given any thought?